have been telling ghost stories forever. You can read about ghosts, watch them in movies and on TV, and you can hear about them from friends, like we do.
I love ghost stories.
Everyone does. You know why?
Sure, because they're scary. People dig being scared.
Yeah, but what makes them scary?
What do you mean? Everything. They're ghosts.
No, there's another reason. Think about this. Even though every ghost story is different, they're all really about the same thing.
Yeah, scaring people.
No. They're about unfinished business.
Unfinished business?
All ghosts walk the earth for the same reason. Because they wanted to do something when they were alive, but didn't get the chance.
Because they died too soon.
Exactly. And there's the mystery. Is the ghost here to do something friendly? Or is it here to haunt the living and to create some unspeakable evil? You never know until the ghost strikes.
And that's what makes it scary.
That is what makes it scary. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Walking Shadow. Ross Doyle was in trouble. He tried out for a part in a school production of Macbeth so he could be closer to this girl, Vanessa. He wasn't an actor and never really thought he'd get the part, but he did. So now he's stuck having to go on stage in front of a ton of people when all he really wanted was a date.
Hey, hi, sit down.
Hi. Thanks.
So you psyched about finally rehearsing on a big stage?
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled. Woohoo.
What's the matter?
Well, I've never done this before. I mean, what if I forget my lines or barf?
You won't.
Well, do you have any acting tips, like picturing the audience naked or something?
The best thing you can do is just forget your acting and become the character.
What?
Okay. You know that big scene I have where Lady Macbeth goes mad?
The one where she thinks she sees blood on her hand, but she can't wash it off?
Exactly. When everything's working, I can stop being me and actually become Lady Macbeth. It gets so intense, I can almost see the drop of blood.
Bravo, what a performance.
Not funny.
Come on, Macbeth is allowed to kid Lady Macbeth.
No, on stage he's not.
You're the director. Direct her to lighten up.
I'm directing all you guys back to the theater. We got a ton of work to do.
Duty calls, m'lady.
Wow. It's so amazing to be on a real stage.
Little stage fright there, Ross? Then it's a good thing you're only playing Macduff and not Macbeth.
What is that smell? Oh, yeah. It's ham.
Oh, like you're not a ham?
Come on, Your Majesty. Help me unload the car. Could you guys clear the stage?
Ross, don't mind him. Macduff is a really important part.
It's okay. I Don't need to hear that.
You know, I wish I could make you feel the same inspiration I get just from being here. And yet, here's a spot. Oh, damn spot, how'd I say?
Whoa. What happened?
It was blood. Why did you do that?
But, oh, I didn't...
I was just trying to help you, you know, and you're just...
Just what? What?
Just clear the stage, would you?
What?
Don't you know it's bad luck to whistle in a theater?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Who are you?
Hermione Sinclair, wardrobe mistress. Who are you?
Ross Doyle, the lousy actor. I'm playing Macduff.
Ah, Macduff. A very important part.
I don't need to hear that.
Well, Macduff, make yourself useful.
So, she thinks I spilled fake blood on her hand, and I didn't. It was creepy.
It wouldn't be the first time odd things have happened in this theater. It's haunted, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm not joking. A ghost has wandered this theater for years. They say he's harmless, but he has been known to show anger towards those who do not respect the theater and its traditions.
Vanessa, you know, Hermione here says that this theater is haunted.
Great. Hi, I'm Vanessa, Lady Macbeth.
I played her once myself. Did you know that this production will be the first time this Scottish play has been performed in this theater for 50 years?
Scottish play? We're doing Macbeth. What?
Turn around three times.
What?
Don't argue. Turn around three times, then leave the room and come back in.
Why?
It's appalling bad luck to refer to the Scottish play by name. Don't you know anything about the theater?
Okay.
And never leave the theater with your costume on.
Can I go now?
Carry on.
You probably shouldn't tell Roscoe stories. He's scared enough as it is.
A little stage fright is a good thing.
But I'm afraid he might walk off the show.
Oh, but he can't. I mean, we'd never get a replacement in time.
Between us, Macduff.
What happened?
Look at the cauldron, look at it.
What are you talking about?
It was full of goo and the glove. It grabbed me. I swear. It like this. I'm not kidding.
You know, Ross, if you wanna bail out of the play because you're scared, do it. But don't blame it on some dumb ghost story.
No. Ross?
Vanessa, wait.
Vanessa, look, I'm not trying to bail here. It's just that I thought I saw. I'm not sure what I saw. I don't know. This whole play is just freaking me out.
It shouldn't be, Ross. You're really good. I thought you should have gotten the lead instead of Jesse.
Really? Macbeth?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, thanks.
You know, the only reason, the real reason why I went out for this play was so that I could hang with you.
Then don't listen to dumb ghost stories. Relax. Have some fun. Okay?
Sure.
See you tomorrow. Dress rehearsal.
Is this a dagger I see before me? Dagger of the mind. A false creation proceeding from the heat of present rage! Are you prepared for the battle, Macduff?
Guys, I really hate to do this, but, I gotta drop out of the play.
What?
You know, it's school. I'm falling behind, and if, I don't crack the books.
Ross, dress rehearsal is tonight. Macduff is an important role.
I really don't need to hear that.
Vanessa, talk to him.
It's because you're afraid, isn't it?
You have no idea.
Come on, Kim. We'll just find someone else.
Excuse me, Hermione?
I'm sorry, who are you looking for?
Hermione, the costume lady.
Well, I'm the wardrobe mistress, but there's no Hermione here.
But that's it. I've totally lost it.
Can I help you with something?
Oh, I doubt it, unless you believe in ghosts.
Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Then I take it you've seen Adrian.
Adrian? Who's Adrian?
Adrian Hercombe, our resident spirit.
So he's real. You've seen him.
Oh, my, yes. Just the other day, in fact. Oh, he scared the wits out of me.
Me too. I think he's after me because I broke some bogus theater traditions or something.
Ah, here we go. Such a tragic story. It was opening night of the Scottish play. Adrian had the lead. Apparently, towards the end of the performance, he took ill and died. There hasn't been another production of the Scottish play in this theater since.
Unbelievable. So his ghost has been haunting ever since.
Mm.
Whoa, wait a second. Hermione St. Clair is Lady Macbeth?
His wife. So sad. I understand that she was never the same after he died.
Why didn't Hermione tell me about any of this?
Tell you? Probably because she's been dead for over 20 years.
What are you
Look, I wanted to prove that I'm not crazy. I'm not. This place is haunted. And there was this guy who died here, playing the M-word, and for some reason, he's after me. And that's why I don't want to be in the play.
Ross, just go away.
So we'll run from top to bottom. I won't stop for notes unless something really weird jumps out at us. Let's make it great.
So, who'd you get to play Macduff?
I'm gonna do it myself.
Hey, is it too late for me to come back? I mean, Macduff is a really important part, right?
Play on, Macduff.
If we should fail.
We fail. But screw your courage to the sticking place, and we'll not fail.
It's okay, everyone gets a little stage fright.
Oh, believe me, stage fright is the last thing on my mind right now.
Speak.
The repetition in a woman's ear would murder as it fell.
Turn, hellhound, turn!
Cue Jesse! Hello, Macbeth? Where's Jesse?
Of all men else, I have avoided thee. But get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
Ross? Please. He's waited so long. All that's left is the final battle. Please let him complete his performance.
His performance?
My voice is in my sword. Thou bloodier villain than Terbs can give thee out.
Then lay on, Macduff.
Thank you.
Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more.
So all he wanted to do was finish the play.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Say, how are we gonna top that one exactly? That'll do it.
So you're gonna stay with the play, right?
What, are you kidding me? Macduff is a very important part. But I still think I should picture the audience naked.
So Adrian finally got to finish the performance and take care of his unfinished business. The end.
Wow, it's really good.
That was a great story.
And speaking of unfinished business, you guys owe me for the popcorn and soda. Now, if we divide it by...
Sorry, man. I'll catch you next time.
I don't get my allowance till tomorrow. Bye.
I didn't eat any, and I hate soda.
No excuse, no money. Sorry.
Oh, come on. We're supposed to... And you're leaving me with the mess? Guys? Way more fun when I was the responsible one.